He stopped, eyes distant, maybe imagining Lulu Bell on a bed in the back room of a Nevada trailer whorehouse, Lulu Bell wearing nothing but stockings, washing off some unknown cowboy's works, while from the other room came the sound of Steve Earle and the Dukes singing 6 Days on the Road, or a TV playing Hollywood Squares. Lulu Bell whoring but not dead, the car by the side of the road, the little Subaru she had brought to the marriage meaning nothing. The way an animal's look, so seemingly attentive, usually means nothing. "I can believe it if I want," he said, swiping at his swollen eyes with the insides of his wrists. "Sure," I said. "You bet, LT." Wondering what the grinning men who listened to his story while they ate their lunches would make of this LT, this shaking man with his pale cheeks and red eyes and hot skin. "Hell," he said, "I do believe that." He hesitated, then said it again. "I do believe that." When I got back, Rosalind was in bed with a book in her hand and the covers pulled up to her breasts. Holly had gone home while I was driving LT back to his house. Rosalind was in a bad mood, and I found out why soon enough. The woman behind the Mona Lisa smile had been quite taken with my friend, smitten by him maybe, and my wife most definitely did not approve. "How did he lose his license?" she asked before I could answer. "Drinking, wasn't it?" "Drinking, yes, OUI. I sat down on my side of the bed and slipped off my shoes, but that was nearly 6 months ago, and if he keeps his nose clean another 2 months, he gets it back. I think he will. He goes to AA, you know." My wife grunted, clearly not impressed. I took off my shirt, sniffed the armpits, and hung it back in the closet. I'd only worn it an hour or two, just for dinner. "You know," my wife said, "I think it's a wonder the police didn't look a little more closely at him when she disappeared." "They asked him some questions," I said, "but only to get as much information as they could. There was never any question of him doing it, Roz. There were never any suspicions of him." "Oh, you're sure?" "As a matter of fact, I am. I know some stuff. Lulu Bell called her mother from a hotel in eastern Colorado the day she left, and called her again from Salt Lake City, Utah, the next day. She was fine then. Those were both weekdays, and LT was at the plant. He was at the plant the day they found her car parked off that ranch road near Caliente as well. Unless he can magically transport himself from place to place in the blink of an eye, he didn't kill her. Besides, he wouldn't. He loved her." She grunted. It's this hateful sound of skepticism she makes sometimes. After almost 30 years of marriage, that sound still makes me want to turn on her and yell at her to stop it, to shit or get off the pot, either say what she has on her mind or keep quiet. This time I thought about telling her how LT had cried, how it had been like there was a cyclone inside him, tearing loose everything that wasn't nailed down. I thought about it, but I didn't. Women don't trust tears from men. They may say different, but down deep, they do not trust tears from men.